The muttering ceased as Octavia's voice cracked.
Back on the colony, I never thought I was hurting anyone. Stealing just seemed like a way to get what I deserved. I figured everyone deserved to be able to fall asleep at night, to wake up without feeling that your nightmares had left scars inside your head. She took a deep breath and closed her eyes. When she opened them, Bellamy could see the faint shimmer of tears. I was so selfish, so scared, but I never meant to hurt Talia or anyone. She turned to Clark and swallowed the sob that seemed to be forming in her throat. I'm so sorry. I know I don't deserve your forgiveness, but all I can ask is that you give me a chance to start over. She raised her chin and looked around the circle until she saw Bellamy, and she gave him a small smile. Just like everyone here wants to do. I know a lot of us have done things we're not proud of, but we've been given a chance for a new beginning. I know I almost ruined it for a lot of you, but I'd like to start over, to become a better person, to help make Earth the world we want it to be.
Bellamy's heart swelled with pride. Tears were beginning to blur his vision, although if anyone called him out on it, he'd blame it on the smoke. His sister's life had been full of suffering and hardship from the very beginning. She'd made mistakes, they both had, but she'd still managed to stay brave and strong. For a moment, no one spoke. Even the crackling of the fire faded away, as if Earth itself were holding its breath. But then Graham's voice barreled through the silence. That's bullshit! Bellamy bristled as a spark of anger sizzled across his chest, but he gritted his teeth. Of course, Graham was going to be a bastard about it. That didn't mean the others hadn't been touched by Octavia's speech. But instead of prompting scoffs or disapproving whispers, Graham's words unleashed a tide of murmured dissent that swelled quickly into shouts. He looked around the circle as he continued. Why should we bust our asses all day chopping wood, hauling water, doing whatever it takes to keep everyone alive just to let some delusional drug addict walk all over us? It's like being... Okay, that's enough, Bellamy said, cutting him off. He glanced at Octavia. Her bottom lip had begun to quiver as her eyes darted around the fire. You've made your point. But there are 94 other people here with opinions of their own, and they don't need you to tell them what to think. I agree with Graham, a girl's voice called out. Bellamy turned and saw a short-haired Waldenite glaring at Octavia. We all had shitty lives back on the colony, but you don't see anyone else stealing. She narrowed her eyes. Who knows what you'll take next time? Everyone just relax. Clark had risen to her feet. She apologized. We have to give her a second chance. Bellamy stared at her in surprise, waiting for the surge of indignation. After all, she was the one who had accused Octavia in the first place. But as he looked at Clark, all he felt was gratitude. No! Graham's voice was hard, and as he looked around the circle, his eyes flashed with something other than reflected firelight. He turned to Wells, who was still standing next to Clark. It's just like you said. There has to be some kind of order, or else there's no way in hell we'll make it. So what do you recommend? Wells asked. Graham smiled, and Bellamy felt like someone had poured ice water down his back. Fixing Graham with a glare, he hurried over to Octavia and put his arm around her. It'll be okay, he whispered.